This is Scientific American's 60 Second Science. I'm Adam Levy. Open up a clam and you might see the making of a tasty snack. You probably wouldn't expect to find the history of our planet. But that's what researchers have been deducing from a 70 million year old fossil clam. They opened up this mollusk's secrets by drilling a small hole in its shell with a laser and analyzing the pattern of growth.
So we make a cross-section through the shell, and you see the layers, the growth layers, the shell, a bit like the layers of the tree, and that allowed us to really count the number of days in the year that far back in time.
Niels de Winter, paleoclimatologist at the Free University of Brussels in Belgium. Using a laser to carefully count the number of growth rings in a 70 million year old fossil might seem like quite a laborious way to find out the number of days in a year. After all, we all know the answer is 365 and 366 in leap years, right?
That's interesting because what we found is actually that there were not 365 days in a year, so there were a few more.
You see, Earth's spin on its axis gradually slows down over time. The reduction is due to the friction from Earth's tides, which are driven by the moon's orbit. Back to that ancient clam. By measuring the rings on this mollusk's shell, the team was able to put a precise number on the history of this process. 70 million years ago, the faster rotation of the Earth meant there were just 23.5 hours in a day. And measuring more shells might reveal more information about our planet's past.
It would be very interesting to apply this on other shells, maybe also at the same time, but also at different times, so we can kind of map out much better how this evolution took place.
Scientists already use fossilized shells to reveal details of the Earth's ancient climate. And now de Winter is hoping that he can read this preserved weather record in extra fine detail. This work could teach us about the climate of the distant past, and maybe even help scientists better understand the climate change happening today.
We might actually be able to extract things at a very, very high resolution about climate that far back in time. The prospect of being able to get this information at this scale is very exciting for a climate scientist like yourself.
Thanks for listening. For Scientific American's 60 Second Science, I'm Adam Levy.